Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Shabbos Ayin Dalid, Shabbos 74a, pagination, page 147, starting from about the 8th line of the page, the first word on the line, Kida Abaye, then a 2 dots, and then we begin the topic of Borer selecting, which is one of the 39 Malachas. The Gemara cites a statement which is quite enigmatic. We'll learn the statement, and I think we will jump directly to the explanation of Abaye so that we should understand what the statement is, and then if there's time, we'll look at some of the additional nuances which the Gemara considers. So let's begin about 8 lines from the top. Tof reish tana rabbanon, we learnt. Hayu lefanav minei ochlim. If a person has different types of foods in front of him, borer v'ochel, you're allowed to choose the one that you want and eat it. Borer umeiniach, you're allowed to choose what you want and put it aside for a use. V'lo yivrar, but you must not do selecting. V'im birer, and if you did do selecting, chayiv chatos, you would be obligated in an atonement karban that it's considered a Shabbos violation. And the Gemara asks, Maika Omar, what is this brisa coming to teach us? How do you understand each one of these cases? What's the case that you're allowed? What are the cases that you're not allowed? So, for simplicity's sake, let's skip down towards the bottom of the page, about 15 or 18 lines from the bottom, the beginning of a line, Omar Abaye. It's about the last quarter of the page. Beginning of a line. Omar Abaye, Abaye said, Borer v'ochel la'altar. The case of selecting that is permitted is when you're choosing and eating right away. For example, you have a mixture of cookies, or you have a mixture of nuts and raisins, and you choose the thing that you want to eat, and that is the thing which you choose, and with your hand, you pick up the item you want, and bring it straight to your mouth to eat it. That is an example of derech achila, the way of normal eating, and that has nothing to do with selecting, and therefore it's permitted. You want the sprinkle cookie, so you reach out and you take that cookie. That's what you want. You have nuts and raisins, so you want the nuts. So even though it's a mixture, but you want the nuts and you take the nuts, that's fine. That's an example of borer v'ochel. It's permitted to select and to eat. Borer umeiniach. A person is allowed to select and put down le'altar, for immediate use. So in this case, it's not going directly into your mouth, but it is being chosen good from the bad, the desirable from the undesirable, for something that's going to be eaten la'altar right away. And this, in practical halacha, refers to selecting the good from the bad for that meal. Right before the meal, you choose what you need. Strawberries, for example, there's some that are getting soft and they're not so presentable, might actually have gone bad. You're trying to choose the good ones to serve. So if you do it right before the meal, for example, the half hour before the meal, that's considered borer umeiniach la'altar. You're choosing, you are putting it down on the table before you eat it. It's not going directly into your mouth, but it's la'altar. It's for right away. And therefore it's permitted to take the good from the bad. Ulubo b'yom lo yivrar. But if it's for the same day, that you're not allowed to do. Meaning, you make the selection in the morning for shalashuddis, for something much later in the day. So that's not permitted. V'imbirer, and if you did do it for later in the day, even though it's still for Shabbos use, nasa kiboder la'otzar, it's as if you did it for storage, v'chayiv chatas, and it would be a Shabbos violation. We get an inkling over here, number one, that you're supposed to be selecting the good from the bad. Number two, you're not allowed to select for a later use. It has to be that you're going to be using it now, either literally straight into your mouth, or at least meniach and la'altar, that you're putting it down, but you're going to eat it right away. It's all part of the meal that I'm preparing for right now, and that's going to be permitted. There is another consideration which comes up in the Gemara over here, which is that you're not supposed to use a keli, kenon v'tamchui, a vessel that's used to do the selecting process. You're not allowed to use a sieve, for example, to do the selecting of the good from the bad. Amrua Rabbanan Kamei D'Rava, and they said over Abaye's understanding of this brisa in front of Rava, Amaluhu, and he said, Shapir Omar Nachmeni, Abaye is saying a good explanation, this is the correct way to learn this brisa. Let's go back up to where we originally learnt the brisa. We're at the end of a line, about 12 lines down, Omar Ula Hachi. And we'll get a little bit of a glimpse into some of the alternative understandings of this brisa. Omar Ula Ula said, Hachi ka Omar, perhaps this is the explanation, Bore va'ochel lebo bayom, ubore va'maneach lebo bayom. You're allowed to select for today. You're allowed to put it down even for today. But lamacha lo yivra, but you're not allowed to select for tomorrow. V'imbirer chayiv chatos, and if you did select, then it's a Shabbos violation. Maskelo Rav Chista objected. V'chimuta lefos lebo bayom, just because it's for today's use, that doesn't make things okay. Are you allowed to bake for today? V'chimuta levasha lebo bayom, are you allowed to cook for today? And that's the objection to Ula's understanding of the brisa. You'll recall Abaye's understanding, which is accepted, simply phrases it with a little bit of a limitation, and therefore we don't make this objection. The objection is, just because it's for today doesn't make it okay. Abaye also allowed you to select for today, but he limited it for the meal that you're preparing for right now, la'altar, for right now. And therefore, it's not a logic of doing it today, but rather a logic of derech achila, the normal way of eating. And the normal way people eat, this has nothing to do with preparing your storehouse. This has to do, the normal way that people eat is that they select what they're going to eat, they put it on a plate, and then they come to the table and they eat uninterrupted. So to do that is fine, but if a person were to do the selecting good from bad for later in the day, not for the meal that they're preparing for right now immediately, then it would be objectionable. Elam Rav Chista said, a different approach. Bore va'ocha pochas mikashir. If you're going to select just a small amount, just a small amount, but a real amount you're not allowed to do, then bira chayiv chatos, and if you did, it's the Shabbos violation. Maskel of Rav Yosef, and on that Rav Yosef objected and said, you're not allowed to bake less than a significant amount. Even small amounts are also prohibited. But again, going back to the way Abaye understood the brisa, Abaye never said amounts, a lot, a little. That's not the issue. The issue is whether it's the normal derech achila, if you're selecting the amount that you and your colleagues and whoever's with you is going to eat right now. It has nothing to do with the amount. It has to do whether it's derech achila, the normal way of eating. Rav Yosef brings up the case of kenon v'tamchoi, kelim, using a vessel in order to do the selection, and that also is something that would make it prohibited even if you're selecting good from bad, and even if you're doing it for now, but if you're doing it with a utensil, so then that would also cause a Shabbos restriction. Just one quick observation. Sometimes we wonder what's called a vessel doing the selection. So there's a classic application, I believe Rav Moshe has it in Tshuvas, where a person wants to take one specific vegetable from the mix of the vegetables. He's taking what he wants for now, and really he would take it with his hand. But it's not aesthetically pleasing to stick your hand into the salad, and therefore he pierces it with a fork. So that is permitted. That's the fork being used as an extension of your hand. It's not considered its own vessel. A vessel means something like a sieve, or in some cases perhaps using a fork as a means to sieve the water out from a mixture. So if you're using the thing as a tool, that very well might fit into this restriction. But if it's simply an extension of your hand for aesthetics, for sanitary reasons, so then those kind of examples are cited as examples of it's an extension of your hand and therefore permitted. Yeshe Koach, thank you for joining.